Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Fired up to jump on the Rude guest hotline. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC equipment in the DMV. Talk to our friend Mr. Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post. You can give him a follow at N. Greenberg, sports writer, stats, fantasy, gambling, all of it for the Washington Post. What up, Greenberg? How you doing, bud?
I'm doing super. How are you?
We're good, dude. Before we get to a whole bunch of football, let's start with this hire of Paul Toboney for the Nats. What do you make of it? Do you think he can turn this thing around?
Well, if he's given some money to work with, I think so. He's obviously extremely extremely coveted, has risen very quickly. I mean, he's a young guy in varying degrees of power. And I'm not sure he makes his move if he doesn't think that he's going to have resources to build the team in order to compete with, you know, the other teams in the division, let alone just across baseball that spend a lot of money. So I think it's a great hire. And my only hope is that he took it knowing that he's going to have some money to work with.
Do you think he will?
I don't know. I hope my wife loves me as much as the learners love deferred money and, you know, making deals that only work for them. We'll have to wait and see. And it's tough to even say if the learners do end up selling, does he transfer, with ownership and all that? I mean, it's an interesting spot. I don't know. History says he won't. But I just don't know if he takes the gig without some assurances that he will.
I mean, the thing about that deal, I say it all the time, O'Neal, just like in football, people go, oh, nobody wants that job. Everybody wants manager's job, head coach's job, GM jobs.
Yeah, you want to
change. Absolutely.
President. So a lot of people take those jobs not having all those guarantees because if they get fired, guess what they get? They get their full contract.
Yeah, and look, I mean, like you said, there's only a finite number of those jobs available, and to be able to have that on your resume, and let's face it, it kind of comes with a built-in excuse parachute, right? I mean, if it doesn't work out because of the money, I mean, everyone knows that, right? Like that's not a secret. It's not a secret that the learners don't really want to spend money, and we just know it because it's public information at eventually. So yeah, I think it's great to be able to be that age, have that title, be in that situation. And, you know, if it doesn't work out, I think his slice of the blame pie will be relatively small.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Let's hope it works out, man. Paul Toboney, I full support. I hope
Toboney, right?
Toboney, forgive
Toboney.
Me. I'm going to get that
you
right.
Just screwed that name up.
Paul Toboney, that's my dyslexia kicking in. My full support. All right, on to other matters. What'd you think of that game in Atlanta?
Yuck. Look, the defense just didn't have it. They didn't have it. They didn't know where it was. They didn't know if they could get it. It was just
that's the best way I've heard it explained right there.
It was just a dismantling. The one part of the game that was the healthiest, in terms of Washington's roster, and you know, the part of the game that they really needed to step up because the offense was in such flux. Just couldn't do it. And I think they just got embarrassed. And they got embarrassed because they were exploited so well by Atlanta, you know, especially Lattimore. You know, it was just a tough game. And, you know, I think the Chargers can kind of do something similar. I mean, they have all those pieces that can do, you know, the same thing with Allen and Johnston and McConkey, you know, the running game as well. It's going to be tough. They absolutely need the defense to step up because it's only slightly worse than it was last year. I mean, it looked really bad though last week.
I think that Lattimore and people in the secondary, it's easy to blame them because you see them running by themselves. To me, the biggest blame goes to the pass rush. They couldn't get no pressure. And if you don't get pressure, you can have the best cornerback that exploit it.
Well, they have a little bit of, I don't know if they get a break. I wouldn't call it a break with the Chargers. But Chargers lose Joe Alt, their left tackle. You know, the backup left tackle struggled quite a bit. You know, they're going to have to exploit that. And, you know, Amarian Hampton, I mean, just coming off a huge game, the rookie could do something very similar to what Bijan did to Washington as well. And look, let's face it. I mean, the offense didn't help matters because they weren't on the field very long. They didn't really get a lot of stuff done. It was just a complete meltdown, I think. So, you know, Washington's going to have to – they're going to have to show up this – they're going to have to figure out a way to put the defensive pieces in the right spots.
Mm-hmm. How much faith do you have in that happening?
Not a lot because it's on tape, right? Like now it's on tape and opposing coaches are going to know how to do similar things. And like I said, I think the Los Angeles Chargers are built similarly in that they have those same pieces to take advantage of, right? A strong rusher. They got a guy that can, you know, catch the ball in, you know, short yardage situations and make stuff happen. They can go deep. So I think it's going to be tough. They're going to have to be very, very, they're going to have to be very, very creative and figure out a way specifically to deal with the pre-snap motion stuff and just get their guys in a situation to be successful. Otherwise, not only are they going to be picked apart, but then I what happens then, right? I mean, there's a big difference between 3-2 and 2-3, especially with Philadelphia possibly, you know, going undefeated, and light, especially with last year's, you know, run. You know, the expectations just went through the roof, and to be 2-3, yes, injuries are a part of it, but, you know, if your defense is getting dismantled, you know, 2 weeks in a row, there's going to be a lot of more unhappy people, even more so than there were on the phone lines this week.
Looking at the Chargers, though, like they were looking like one of the best teams. Then they go to New York, and what happened? I mean, did you see that coming?
Well, that's kind of the theme of the season, right? I mean, you know, the Packers destroy Washington and then get beat, right? The Raiders. Washington destroys the Raiders and then gets beat by Atlanta. I mean, we're kind of seeing that parity across the league where I know we have two undefeated teams, but, you know, Buffalo has had a pretty cupcake schedule thus far, even though they're directly responsible for some of those losses. Philadelphia has beaten some decent teams. But I don't know if I would say for certain that any team's a lock, and I think that we're seeing the parity, you know, come down. And yes, the Chargers, the Chargers laid an egg against the Giants, but they have a really good win against Kansas City to open the season, and they beat Denver, and they beat the Raiders. So, You know, one game, yeah, a little bit of a underwhelming performance, but that seems to be the theme this season across the NFL. Like, you look like Kings one week, and then you're paupers the next.
Mm-hmm. Talking with our friend Neil Greenberg here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can follow Neil at N Greenberg. There's a lot of optimism that Jaden Daniels gets back on the field this week. I think, you know, Washington's defense really struggled, but offensively they got dominated in time of possession and they were really bad on third downs. How much does getting Jaden back on the field help this entire Commanders team?
Well, it definitely helps. I mean, he was, you know, he's one of the better quarterbacks in the league. I think Mariota's done a great job, but Washington has other injuries too, right? I mean, you know, no Terry McLaurin certainly hurts. I think I said on the show, I thought Debo would kind of pick up the slack there. And he has. He's looked really good. But you have to stay on the field. And like you said, you know, the third downs, even fourth downs, the fourth and seconds haven't really worked out for Washington as much as they did last year. They were historically good last year, so it's tough to be historically good 2 years in a row. But you got to keep the chains moving in the modern NFL. You have to sustain drives. And, you know, that also goes a long way to limiting the exposure of the defense, right? Because if the offense is on the field, the defense doesn't have to do anything. So they absolutely need the offense to get better. And Jaden Daniels coming back certainly improves that. My concern is, what does the chemistry look like, you know, without McLaurin? And can everything, you know, will everything take a step forward together, or are we going to see a learning curve a little bit for a game where Daniels has to get back into rhythm? You know, I don't know. We'd have to wait and see.
Watching Debo late in that game, Debo seemed to be able to get what he wanted early in the game. I could see him open. Did they just not go to him soon enough, or should they try to get him incorporated? If Terry's not on the field, he's the best guy out there. Let him work.
Yeah, and I think that helps with Jaden Daniels, because he's also a threat to run, and we've talked about this before. You know, when you have Debo on the field and you have Jaden Daniels on the field, and then you have Kroski Merritt, you have Ertz, and now Luke McCaffrey's getting some stuff done, you know, you don't really know what's going to happen, right? It could be a pass play. It could be an RPO. It could be a design run for Jaden Daniels. He could certainly make something happen if the play breaks down. Debo can run with the ball. He can catch the ball. I mean, there's just so much that you have to worry about. So, yeah, I do think that you want to lean on Debo. At the very least, you got to make people think you're going to lean on him, because – you know, that's going to cause some confusion on the defense. And even if that buys you a half a second or a second, you know, that's an eternity at NFL speed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know why it's not outside of Cleveland. You know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You do your power rankings. I always applaud that you do your own and don't just subscribe to groupthink. Where do you have Washington in the power rankings now through four games, 2-2 record?
I have them falling into 16th. They're in the hunt for the playoff spot tier. You know, the offense obviously is treading water. The defense looked awful. You know, they can move up relatively. I think they can move up back into the top 10 relatively easily if they start to get stuff back on track. You know, you see the games they have coming up: Chargers, Bears, Cowboys. before meeting with the Chiefs, who look like they're probably going to be back on track. So that's three winnable games, I think. And again, 2-3, much different than 3-2 optically. But, you know, if you start to lose to like the Chicago Bears of the world, you know, that's gonna hurt you as well, in my rankings at least.
Yeah, they got questions, certainly. I think they have a big opportunity to answer it this week. I'm not sure necessarily they will. It's going to be a tough game, and I think it could be a lot of fun to watch at the same time. You were making a point of staying strong on the Ravens, that after they dropped to 1-2, they were going to Kansas City. Well, now they've lost to Kansas City, and Lamar is going to miss some time. Where do you have the Ravens in your power rankings now?
Let's see. I have the Ravens. I dropped them to 6th. I think the 1-3 record is – it optically looks awful. I think they're better than that, fully healthy. Obviously, without Lamar Jackson, things get very, very dicey. And they have you know, they have some tough games coming up after the bye week. Not too tough where I don't think they can tread water, but I obviously discount them quite a bit. And if they have another poor game, I could see them falling out of the top 10 as well.
Mm. Who's your one seed now, Bills or Eagles?
Oh, it's the Eagles, mostly because of strength of schedule. I think that, you know, you look at who Philadelphia has beaten. I want to say Buffalo's opponents have only one win between them. Philadelphia's had to beat the Chiefs, the Bucks, the Rams. Those have been pretty decent teams so far. So, yeah, I have Philadelphia number one.
And then Bills, I'm guessing, too?
Yeah, Bills, too.
Who's the third best team in football? Yeah. Lions?
Detroit, I have. I have the Lions, who, you know, they showed up. You know, there was a lot of I've had the Lions relatively high, even despite them being a little bit uneven, and I got a lot of emails about that. But, yeah, 3-1, I have them number 3.
Yep. You said Ravens still 6?
Yeah. But, again, that's – the injury is certainly going to cause them to lose some games, I think. So I see another drop coming for them for sure. And probably see, like, Seattle or Denver being the teams that move up as a result. And maybe the Colts, if they continue doing well.
Yeah, I mean, the Colts played pretty well, dude. I mean, they lost, but I thought they played pretty well. What does your model have for this Chargers-Commanders game?
I like Washington. I like Washington. Actually, the bet that I'm probably most excited about this week is a uncorrelated parlay. Buffalo, -8.5, and then the under. I don't think New England will be able to get much going. I think Buffalo can win this, like, 24-10 or something. So I think they can win big without having to put up a bunch of points. So it's not often I do a parlay, but an uncorrelated parlay, I think, in this instance, is very intriguing to me, and I actually bet it.
Didn't New England score 47 points?
On the Panthers.
Yeah, but still, the Panthers.
Yeah, it's on the Panthers.
Atlanta. Is that just because of the Panthers? Because the Panthers beat Atlanta 30-0.
Yeah, I think that was an outlier. I don't really think New England's going to be able to do much this week. I'm not a big believer in them. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game, and I think Buffalo is going to be a
Sunday night game? God.
Yeah.
Yep. I think we're in an interesting spot with the Pats, because I think Vrabel is going to have them fundamentally sound pretty quick, and I think the Pats are going to be able to beat bad teams. I think the Pats will move up into that mid-tier now, and I think we saw that last week. But I kind of like where you're at with the Bills kicking their ass. That'll be an interesting one to watch. How about the KC Jacksonville game Monday night? That has some juice all of a sudden. Jags are 3-1. KC's won two in a row, looking good again. What, anything you like there?
Yeah, I'm on Kansas City there. I think Kansas City is going to – if there's going to be a game where Kansas City is going to say to the NFL, you know, we're here still, we haven't gone anywhere, we're going to be a big part of this playoff picture, I think this is the game. And I think they come out pretty strong.
And dude, we actually have a good Thursday night game. Niners-Rams tomorrow night from SoFi. SoFi's got a doubleheader this weekend. That's a big number. Rams are favored by a touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, injuries are certainly a big part of that. I don't know if I think the Rams are that good, so I probably will be leaning towards San Francisco, although I got to check exactly.
Word. All right, Greenberg, we're going to let you run. Next week we got, I think, actual hockey to discuss, so don't let me forget that. Thank you for the time, as always, buddy.
All right, Neil.
All right, love you guys. Talk to you next week.
All right, man.
That's our guy, Neil Greenberg. Give him a follow, at N Greenberg, joining us via the Rude Guest Hotline. Let's talk about this wide receiver position and kind of what people think. What's up with Terry? What's up with Noah? What's up with the whole group? Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.